Now, the piano didn't always look like what we think of today. It evolved over the course of centuries. For the most part, there haven't been major design changes since the late 1800s. Now, one rather odd-looking modification to the lid of the concert grand piano has been championed by a pianist performing at Carnegie Hall this weekend. NPR's Jeffrey Fryman-Wire reports.
The traditional lid of a piano is a massive single piece of wood. It's hinged along the left-hand side of the instrument. For concerts, the lid is raised, held up by a stick, so the sound bounces off the wood and is directed out into the hall. If you're a concert pianist playing a concerto with an orchestra, you really only have to see the conductor. It's the conductor's job to keep the other musicians and the soloist together. But what happens if you're both pianist and conductor? With the lid up on a concert grand, from the bench, you're unable to see half of the orchestra. You can remove the lid entirely for a clear line of sight, but then the sound is no longer directed toward the audience.
You have then to over-articulate, over-sing, over-play. And, well, that's not ideal, neither for your colleagues, nor for you, and especially for the audience.
Pianist and conductor Pierre-Laurent Aimard was on tour in Vienna in 2005 when he had a conversation with Stefan Knupfer, a Steinway piano technician.
And we were speaking about the frustration if you play and conduct classic concertos, Mozart concertos, for instance. And then he said, pointing his cranium with his finger, "Well, I've got an idea."
A few months later, Knupfer showed Aimard a prototype for a new kind of piano lid that would address both the sight and sound problems of a conventional lid. It's called sound mirrors, or Klangspielen, and it replaces the single piece of wood with six transparent louvered slats. Think of a Venetian blind. They angle the sound back at the soloist, who can still see through and over them. This means the piano has to be turned 90 degrees from its usual position, with the keyboard facing out.
Your sound could be projected behind yourself. In this case, you play back to the audience. And all the instrument was covered by these small piano reflectors.
And with the performer's back facing the audience, some theatrical flair and facial expressions may be lost, but Aimard says the music itself is more important.
If your goal is a certain truth, a certain simplicity, you can also do it showing your back or your face or your side to the audience.
Aimard says using sound mirrors, he can more accurately hear the balance between the piano and the ensemble. He says the new see-through lid system also gives the piano itself a more spacious and transparent sound because each of the slats projects a different register of the piano rather than the concentrated, compact sound of a single lid. Pierre-Laurent Aimard has already recorded a disc of Mozart piano concertos with the Chamber Orchestra of Europe using the sound mirrors lid. Jeffrey Fryman-Wire, NPR News.
You gotta see a picture of this see-through piano lid. Go to our website, npr.org.